Begin the Grand Daf and set the Bezerah Daf Lamed Dal. Begin the Menal. Begin Tesimach. Begin Zigamara. She'en Yitzim Dei Dif Noilam. That it never comes out of the walls forever, and the earthenware vessel, and therefore that's why it's going to be prohibited. So today's time it's a wonder, because why? And they're drinking the shyness. Why don't you just put it back into the furnace? Because I'm a peg dam chatz v'zvachem. Like the Gemara in Tzadik Vav Meralev over there, the Masel Ella and Zvachem. We said regarding the earthenware vessel of the base of Midosh, Shandig Gemara answers, oh, the fish ain't icing kipshines b'Yerushalayim. Oh, the reason why you can't kasher because you can't make kilns, you can't, you know, have these fiery furnaces in Yerushalayim. But it sounds like a lava, if not for that, all the echazar b'kipshin yaitze, that by putting it into the furnace, it does come out. So when Rabbi Yitam says, the inside nechshav yaitze, that's not considered that it comes out. That would be to the contrary. Kli achar cheshavim, we consider it as a whole new vessel, of chadash v'olkan, like a brand new. So that's not considered kashering, that's like just starting over again, which everything you can make new. Then it says, "Between you say, give the chashav kli achar, since it's considered a different vessel. Can that's the case? So Tana b'karam yutaz merchman. This the Torah says that an oven in the stove you have to shatter. Lama lehadrin, lama. Why? Lehadrin b'kib shayinus. Why not just put it back into the furnace? V'amr ben Hashem Shemeshans. The Torah Shemeshans says the truth is, gabekadesh l'charis. You're right. By earthenware vessels, the indark and behesik that they're not usually heated up. In the inside, when you put it back into the furnace, you could say these are other ones. But regarding ovens and stoves, she certain ball the hesek where the prohibition comes by heating it up inside. It doesn't come out by putting it back into the furnace. Well, it's not considered another vessel, and if it's not a valid option of kashering, and that's what the pasuk is saying. Specifically, tanav kriyam yutas, they have to be shattered. And they asked him the three questions which he didn't know. So Perish Rashi Perik Kama the Tainus and Daviyadaf and Beis Rashi says the Gors Marukfa, the Gir says Marukfa, not Rabbi Kiva. The Chaz B'Shalom Heaven Vasek Rabbi Kiva Loi Mistabik that he wasn't sure about these three questions. Void more Bekiyah Loi Latam and Laviyah Lashem Brayse then should have said a term of Brayse but to Matan Rabbi Kiva. Miu however says Tez Holy Kash that's not so difficult because the Harbor Mekayim is Metzino we find many places Shemaskim Eis Rabbi Kiva Keitzabai without saying Tan Rabban. And there's Masad that begins Gemara Masan Lashoyis. Regarding fasting for hours. Pishak and Rashi explains another Kugun Shikibalo Tainis Mishay Shoes Lamala. For example, he accepted upon himself the fast, let's say halfway through the day. However, he didn't eat anything in the first 6 hours. Achlo Lashem Tainis Neskab, but that he didn't eat in the morning was not with the intention of fasting. And that's the question in Masan Lashoyis. Pchemash Perikam the Tainis W.R.A.F. and Beis, that sounds like from the Gemara Tainis. Alhach the Maisi Hasim. The Gemara brings over the comment. The Gemara says, "Hold the Amr. This is a Mizanlus Shoyis that you're fasting for hours. Who Shalay Tom Klum Kolay Sayim that he didn't eat anything the whole day." Or Parach the Gemara asks, "When how times my Yusei?" Well, that's a regular fast. Mas the Gemara comes out. Loi Tzricha. No, we needed the Imlechem Luchi. Where he only changed his mind. So Chlemi, you have to say the Mari Nami. So this adds another thing that the Mari Nami Shakil of Meetma has to be that he was accepted on himself this fast from the previous day. Shemli Yerch Lamacha that if he's not going to eat tomorrow at Chatzayim till midday, like he wasn't sure, then Yibetayin's then it'll be a fast the second half of the day Asher Tachshon until it gets dark. Kadila Kavli Klal because if we didn't accept it at all, Hamash Mupek on the Tainus Shmuel says in the first part of Tainus Abid Beis Omet Aleph called Tainus Shakil of Meayoyim any fast that you'd not accept from when it's still daytime. Loish Meitayin's not called a fast. Ve'yasev Dami Lamafucha Demoli Zikem. And Biyosib, and if he does it, so Damilo Mafuchid Malazik is like a flask that's full with air. In other words, you're just getting bloated for no reason. Vein Lafash don't explain the Shmuel Amal the Shmuel said is teaching that it's not a fast lintfels. Tain is all regarding the prayer of a tainus. Of lintfels, but we're going to get being considered tainus of a la'achal, it's even if he ate. Or the gears is like the Bach says, a fill loy kibble, which that sounds to be what Tais is trying to say. Mekamakam also like tain is still it's considered as a fast. No, because the Habba Taya, that it seems to be would depend on one on the other. Kedemastic, like the more comes out, hach over here that halacha masan l'shoyis. The halacha is that you can fast for a certain amount of hours. V'masana, and if you fast mispat tol tainus, you make the prayer of a tainus. So you see that it's tali zebezet. It's the same thing. Or you know, I mean, another point you could say tainus is differently. Ikl maybe you could say the marinam leik kibble me'edmo. That's too much. No, he did not accept the fast from the previous day. Kedemash moloshnem luchem luchem. Like it sounds like the wording where he changed his mind. I've heard the boy Shmuel Kabbalah. This Shmuel says you have to have an acceptance. I'm like Ketzila. That's initially. Be'i Yosef, and if he sits, Damil Mafucha, he says it's like it just bloated. That just means that you're not accepting Schar Tain. He's not going to get the reward for a fast. He's just going to be considered called a sinner for painting himself. But the vow is a vow. In other words, he fasted. He fulfilled his vow. The Gemara explains within the Yerushalmi that Masan L'Shoyis, what does it mean fasting for hours? That if he ate until midday, not like Rashi. Yochel ligmer b'dayter l'san zar alayla. He could make up his mind that he's going to fast for the rest till the nighttime. Both lay tainus and it could be considered as a fast. The Kamasim, the Yerushalmi says about the milsad Rabbi Yechonon. We see this from the teaching of the statement of Rabbi Yechonon, the Amar that he said mesan l'shayis that you could fast for hours. Because Amar Rabbi Yechonon says, right? Tainus says, I want to be fasting at the nechsel pirki after the sham parshasi. Now until I finish what I'm learning. Mr. Rabbeinu Amra, from the teaching of Rabbeinu that he said, Mis'an l'shoyis, that you could fast for a certain amount of hours. Because Rabbeinu halach lot tzur, he went to tzur, v'shaman he heard the damach b'reid Rabbi Yisai Glili, just different gear sayis on this, avagav dachol guvna, v'shasamaya, even though he had eaten and drank, aske b'tzayim kolahu yayma, that, oh, he finished up the day fasting. Again, mashma, it sounds like the chashim is hanlashay. It sounds like that it's considered fasting for hours. Even if he subsequently ate or ate beforehand. That's how the Yerushalmi explains Masan Lashayis, literally for hours. Now, behold the parak bekam the tainus is, the Gemara asked in the first parak tainus, behold the comment is, the Gemara said, call tainus shalai shakal of chama, any fast that you didn't go till the sun sets, lav shmei tainus, not called a fast. So, the Gemara asked, medr b'yechen, because the Amei says, ahob tainus, acha ob lebesi, oh, let me be fasting until I come home. And the Gemara doesn't answer. Oh, that's because he's fasting for hours. Why not? Why don't you say that's not difficult? One's a full times, one's of a times l'shoyis. Look, he says it. Because anyways, the Gemara answers very well. But he was just trying to get away from the house of Nasi. But it really wasn't. He wasn't really even fasting. Now, mashon noigin. This day we have the custom l'san slatzis kechavim that we fast till the stars come out. Avigav the min perikam times. Although it says in the first perikam times called tanch leit shakol of chama and the tainus that any fast that you don't go till the sun sets is not a fast. Mash b'sanz de b'shkiz chama sagi. That's enough with just the setting of the sun. Who hey mil and koyin says kechavim. That's the amount of walking 5 mil before the sun comes out. 72 minutes, let's say. L'mechtinen nafshin l'sveika. But you're right. Although we need jeshkiya, but we don't want to get involved in situations of doubt because it's benesh mash. We don't know, so we go wait till says. Although another pshat you could say is the shema loshen shaka. Maybe this terminology of sun setting. Ritzon l'mor means says shaka legamri, totally sets, which is at the end, which is by tzezek acham. Now, me, however, I'm a son of Shabbos. Someone fasts on a Friday. I forgot the beskin of Shabbos. Although the Gemara rules in the Shabbos, I'm a son of Shabbos. Halacha, that loch is a son of Shalom. You have to fast and you have to complete it. In tzoch l'daktik, l'hamtum at tzizik l'chavim. Then you don't have to be so precise to wait till the sun comes out, the stars come out. My sibol of the Rabbein Tam. Says today, the story came from the Rabbein Tam. Be'echot sh'asa harbatayni is someone that fasted many times. B'leikim metmo, and he had not accepted them the day before. So by Rabbein Tam, it says, kol hipsit an yesev. He hasn't lost his fast. Since he had a mind to fast, he made up in his heart. So it's like including those who are donating at the heart. The Omar that the Gemara says in Shavuos the Chavam is the Goma Beliba. When someone makes up in his heart, even though he didn't enunciate it, he has that same halacha. But that like you have to give tzedakah. By the way, Shmuel Rabbi Yechonon and Kabbalah, they say you need to have a acceptance. That's initially. Said, even if he didn't make up his mind till nighttime, which is already halachic part of that next day, he can still fast and say the prayers of the fast. But yesterday nidra and he fulfills his vow, as if he accepted the previous day. But he just didn't have a clear proof regarding this idea. But the choice is mitzvah to accept it the previous day in the previous mincha. The Ri HaYiragel and the Ri was accustomed to Misan Bech B'Shabbes when he would fast on Sunday L'Kabbat Anisa B'Shabbes V'Lekayin Etzar to accept his fast on Shabbos during the prayer of L'Kayin Etzar at the end of Shmoy Nesu. Next says Matzah begin the words of Gemara by Rashi Mish Moshe Kol Shabbos Me'Malum. What did Moshe serve with? What garment? All the 7 days of the inauguration. Patriarch Kohen Rashi explains what is that? What's the question? Because the Moshe learned the Shamash Bevik the Kuna because Moshe did not use the garments of the Kuna to accept L'Aaron L'Chichik that says that's for Aaron your brother. V'Ho Yezar Etzlan. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was considered as a non-Kohen who's forbidden to wear the big Kuna. So it says, because it's difficult to mandam, but very difficult to get Mizvachim according to one that says in Mizvachim, that could have been based. Moshe Rabbeinu, Al Basham, Kayan God Lahaya. He was actually a high priest when the Shemesh, because Nigdal El Memshan, and all the 40 years in the Midbar, he served as the Kayan Godel. Lafiz, according to this, Hayitzarch Lishal, the Gemara should ask, but Mash Shemesh Kol Memshan, what did he serve all 40 years? And because he wasn't, you said that he was a Tzar. And then the Gemara would not be able to give the answer. It gives over here a white garment chamber imma that does not have a hem because the lashon mekuna gedolah mashma bechaz begadim kagan gadol because the terminology of, with the kuna gedolah sounds like with the 8 garments like a kagan gadol. So for some testament, you can say is the shibbos may have meluim davki by no right. The Gemara's question was specifically regarding the shibbos may have meluim. Shadayin le'niskach big dekuna because the big tikkun were not sanctified yet. Because the pasuk says that to spray on Aaron and on his garments, and that was only by Shemini Amluim. But before that, there was no kohenic garments because they weren't sanctified yet. But Rabbi Yaakov Alliance Pierce, he explains, no, but even if you say they were sanctified already, these garments, but all this that Moshe was erecting and taking down the Mishkan, then the Mizbech was kind of like a private altar, and there is no kind of garments by Bama. So that's not an option. Like Moshe says, and the Ein-Lakshas don't ask, what do you mean? What do you mean? There is no sin offering brought on a private altar. And yet we see the Chatzim Malum that was sacrificed over there. So it says, no, the Betzilim, because you could say, so that was a temporary disposition, could make Sedei Faster, just like they burnt it. We don't find a Karmel Chatzis of an individual that's burnt only this, or Chatzis Chitzayin is the Gerza. Maybe it did it as a May, so you could say, therefore it's Hayrasha. Next is about to begin the Gemara, Hashem Imra. I add on that there was no ham. Kamoi, like we find Allah Gas, while the Imra, the Perak Oreg and Shabbos of Kofayim at Aleph. That means the ham. Bumin Ambeget, and it's from the garment. Sometimes it's not part of the garment. Kamoi Imra Shalar Gomad in Nugoyim, like we find the hems of purple wool in Nugoyim, in the 11th Perak. Ulfikach Lohayi by Imra. And therefore there was no ham, Lafisha Bezah, Yeniko, Yaisa Chadosh. So then it would be more recognizable that it's new, to be inshallah in Shamash Bahedia, that we needed that no commoner had ever used it. Therefore, they made it different than all other garments that they had. Whatever, Moshe Pirashi explains that people shouldn't say, afterwards, when Aaron's going to do that, there must have been some blemish that was found in Moshe. Therefore, they made it without him. That it's not something that's supposed to last. Mashayim Meshamish that he's going to serve, and like without a hem, that it doesn't last. V'yesh mefarshim im kama imru with ayin, l'fish abig dekuno, which means wool. Because l'fish abig dekuno ha'y kalayim, as the Gemara tells Yimim Dav Samach Tas, wool and linen. Kama shesel ha'y kalayim, he was saying that im by imra, that this was not a mixture of wool and linen. It didn't have wool, it was just linen. This is not to begin the words, the Gemara, ha'chatzan v'azagim. So talk with the machlekes regarding the chatzan v'azagim of the non-Jews. Now, but pair gimel min daf lamadam base pligat hanoi. There's a machlik to know is a neker charitzin, is a neker zag. Everyone agrees it's the peels and the pits. The question is, which one's imakli by a garen? Which one is the peel or the pits? But targum achiyach Reb Yisi, and the targum is obviously like Reb Yisi. Dama that he says the zag hu aklipa. Zag is the peel. The mekaminim with the targum mechatzan about zag is meputzan about ditzurin. And the klipa chatzayin on the schatis, and the outer peel that's squeezed, he should ulat. So that's the one that would be called itzurin, which is fit to be squeezed. Ebenich Reb Yisi similar dava, and Reb Yisi actually gives a sign for this by Mishnah that we have zug ve'inbol. Kiazug hu mebuchutz, the bell is on the outside. But inbol, which mekashkei v'teich, is what is the clap that bangs inside. And mechem pamein, meaning that's what a bell also is. Mitegamina zaga sha pamein hu achitzin, because that's on the outside. Sha inbol b'teich. So you see that again that. The zag is the outside, is the peel. So what do we find in general? The Gemara calls the inner part the charzen, like it says, "Achi yizru chita b'soyach v'charzen." And chol naf pebez v'bez v'garin hu azera, and the pits is the seed. So therefore, again, we see like that man the amar seemingly clear. Next says, "Matzah begins Gemara durdai daramoy pirish shemarim shalav gechavim." The sediments of the idol worshippers is what the Gemara said. If you wait 12 months, it's going to be permitted. Now, Rabbi Befaim Hoyoimer, that Kimisvara, so logic would tell us that Shmosh and Nisyab Shabbataner, that the sediments that were dried up in the oven, Moyulem, so that's just as effective, like waiting 12 months, because it dried up. And because of this, Hitcher Pashal Levi Kachavim, he permitted the bread of the idolaters, Shenechmetz Beshimer Yayin, that were fermented with the sediments of wine. Shinisav Shabbatan, it was dried up in the oven. Rebintam Hikbarlav, Omar. Rebintam was very particular about this, and he said, Kimashamata Hatam Dudar Lachri Bishadish. This is the Gemara permits the sediments after 12 months. Hain Lachash and Nitman Dubamayim. That's after they made Temet, which was a classic Talmudic fermented beverage, type of a, like a beer. that they made this, the sentiments water. Is like the people usually make it look like it's obvious. Perak Amechapers, but the Babas Tam Tzadik Bavam Beis. The Ketanim which we learned Echad Shem Yain B'Chulu. And the Farchas we explained Ramat Tlasa B'Asadal B'Chulu. You put in three parts and you get out four because there's the extraction of the liquid. Tachim Perak Elo Oivin P'sachon Abem Beis and Beis Gabi Temed Kamar Habaravaka Befurtani. Depends what you're making with Tamed Shaisin Mishmachim Koyr Ravka. Why Kal Shem Hasak Shemesimba Hashmarim Latam the Nikun Kain? Because that's the sect that they put in the sediments to the Tema. That's called like this. I mean, like we say Ravka Daramoy, which is later on the Fine Hamad Aleph. But says Rabbein Tema Kedush Nibedu Hashmarim. But before, so that's why it's called this word. Because that's when it's called Durdaya. Because Kedush Nibedu Hashmarim before the sediments are made into this Temed, the Gram Lashon Talmud is called Shemarim sediments. Okay, the Pergam Afkid Bam Tzedav Mem Beis Beis Mem Beis the Kamar. Which we say that Hayeka Galfa Vishamaraya Bavacha Shinitmadu, after it's made into Temet, then they come to Daya. Then it was ready, it's already used up. Vahani Mari Hacha, that's what Tumar Vilatin Lachid Bezchay Dashim to permit after 12 months. They could tartle it. Was two things working in the favor. First of all, Shikvan is battle time, but Maim, the taste was already nullified in the water that it fermented and to make this tamid beverage. Begam avalem yud beschayz and also 12 months passed. Bechem pratani nami the shari. So too when the gemara brings shortly pratani that's permitted lachri beschayz after 12 months. Hema chatsanim laachar shenimadu. Those are the pits after they were made into tamid. Al shemam shleimadu. But the sediments that were not made into tamid in shem daba moyel atirin. Then there's nothing that's going to be able to permit them. And therefore, the dough that was fermented with them before they made into tamid, oil master, they're always going to be forbidden. Oy betochid beschaydish. Or within 12 months, or even after it was made temed, but before 12 months, they're also forbidden. But filled with bottle, it's not a bottle. It's not an offer even 1,000. Given time of it, since it's meant to give taste, can I mean like the Gemara tells him Sachem Daf Mem Dalid. Some say it's not found. It's actually Chul Navav Medalev. Hamnach l'sa'or b'tavlin, leave the yeast and the spice. Little time be they're meant to give taste, filled bottle, and therefore they're never nullified. And therefore, the inlahatu one should not permit it. Because Ben Tam wrote about Meira Yaira, to Ben Sari Meira, either the Gir says, the one who is ruling like the Ben Sari Meira, the rebellious and wayward son, or actually the Gir is, Ba Meira, and the one who instructs like this, Yara, will be stoned, to Ben Sari Meira. Vala Yara Ruach Abayra, and it's on me that the spirit of the Creator will appear. And the Batesefta, Tanya will in the Braisa, Shemam Shiav Shu Asar Mana, that the sediments that were dried up are forbidden to have any benefit from it.